For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The Downtown Jonesboro Association, the West End Neighborhood Association, and the Arkansas State University Heritage Studies PhD program are working to restore an art sign in downtown Jonesboro. The project will be to restore the Globe Drugstore advertising sign at 300 South Main Street. Dr. Gregory Hansen is professor of English and folklore at Arkansas State University. He says the sign was originally painted in 1920 and was restored over 15 years ago, but has since faded and parts have been painted over. He says the restoration will help resurrect the sign to what it used to be. Faded historical signs, like the Globe sign, are called ghost signs.
When people have these old ghost signs, it's becoming more and more interesting as historic preservationists because it does have a part of the history of the town, and you can see the commerce going on from the past to see sometimes older signs that may or may not advertise buildings that or businesses that are even in existence anymore. So I think that that's a good commemorative ghost sign of the old Globe building that we can bring back into different ways. And then you have some other ones that are up and standing. I think the Coca-Cola sign right on Cregan's pub is a terrific example of a ghost sign. That the idea of something like that is it's in good enough shape you can read it, that it just adds to the local character. That's something you really wouldn't want to restore. You just want to leave it and preserve it and say, well, there's a part of history that's preserved with the way that they would advertise businesses in the past on these prominent buildings.
And Dr. Hansen says ghost signs have been documented all over Arkansas. He says these kinds of signs are important to preservation efforts in historic districts such as downtown Jonesboro.
If you've got a sign like this on your building, it's of important historic value. So most historic preservationists say, don't try to restore it if you can see it. Just let it be there, because if it just looks good if it's got this background. But if it comes to the point that it's so faded away and about ready to disappear, then you want to have somebody who really knows about the technology and knows how to do the painting to do a restoration work, rather than just creating something new as a paint over to make it look like that. So we're going to try to get it as close to a certain era of history as we can when we have the restoration work done.
And the effort is trying to raise $5,000 for the restoration of this piece. And if you're interested, you can go to youcaring.com to help. For KASU, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.